You're listening to another episode of PwC's Tax Tracks at pwc.com/ca/tax tracks. Tax Tracks discusses various issues and challenges affecting today's busy tax professionals.
Hi, this is Edmund Kwan of PwC Canada, and I'd like to welcome you to our Canadian Payroll Compliance podcast series, where we'll discuss some of the highly audited areas by the Canada Revenue Agency, or the CRA, from a payroll compliance perspective. As the 2016 tax year has come to a close, and to start out the 2017 tax year in the right direction, companies should be looking for ways to mitigate compliance risks in the case of a payroll audit. Here with us is Nicole Nazareth. Nicole is a senior manager who specializes in employment taxes and global payroll in our global mobility services practice in Toronto. Today, we'll first focus on Canadian payroll compliance for taxable benefits. Welcome, Nicole.
Thanks, Edmund. It's great to be here.
Nicole, can you give us a high-level introduction as to what companies should be concerned with when performing their reconciliation and reporting of taxable benefits?
Absolutely. Over the past year, we have seen an increase in CRA audits specifically in this area. The overarching themes being identified by the CRA really boil down to proper reporting, remittance, and valuation. These themes, which seem to be the main focus of CRA audits, are what we'll be discussing today using examples related to taxable benefits. But these themes also apply across the board for payroll compliance and are often overlooked when everything seems to be running smoothly. When dealing with the taxable benefit topic, companies need to ensure they're capturing the benefits in a timely manner, properly quantifying the value of the taxable benefits, as well as ensuring the software used is correctly mapping the benefits to their T4 reporting.
This is an excellent area of focus. Perhaps you can start by describing what a taxable benefit is in general.
Basically, when an individual receives an economic advantage as a result of their employment relationship, that advantage is supposed to be recorded in their total income from employment and is subject to source withholding. For example, if I purchase home fitness equipment, let's say a treadmill, and my employer reimburses me for a portion of the total cost, that is an economic advantage I have over my next door neighbor who is not an employee at the same company. When my employer reimburses me for the allowable portion, that amount is added to my income, and the income and Social Security taxes deducted from my pay that period will increase as a result. Where something is provided to an employee primarily for the benefit of the employer, it's generally not considered a taxable benefit, and no payroll reporting or withholding is required. Taxable benefits are a tricky component of payroll reporting, simply because of the nature of its requirement. Employers are left to establish an accurate value of the benefit. This is easy enough when the benefit is a cash benefit, such as the treadmill in my example. But when the benefit is non-cash, such as a gift, the employer needs to determine the fair market value of that gift in order to record the proper benefit in income. Withholding is required on the benefit at the time it has been conferred. This is often difficult to comply with, as it is administratively burdensome to be reviewing all potential benefits with each payroll run. Think about reviewing expense reports each month with the purpose of capturing any expense that should be a taxable benefit. Or, because some benefits are non-cash based, evaluation has to be done. This process can be practically challenging to manage.
So, what are some of the practical consequences you have seen when an employer does not properly withhold and report on taxable benefits?
Unfortunately, the CRA doesn't place a materiality on their audits. Activity we've seen over the past year has resulted in requirements for employers to reissue T4s going back for 3 years, applicable to a portion or all of their employees, for as little as $300 per year. While this amount seems minimal, the fallout from the revisions is compounding. Revised T4s increasing total income results in revised notice of assessments for the employees in question, ultimately increasing the tax they should have paid for those 3 years, plus interest charges. When amendments are required, employers are faced with the decision of whether or not they should absorb the additional tax cost for their affected employees. If they do, this in itself is a taxable benefit, and the cycle continues.
That's interesting to know. But Nicole, what can employers do to make sure they capture their taxable benefits properly?
A full review of the benefits they currently provide should be undertaken to ensure they have been correctly identified as taxable or non-taxable. They should also review the software mapping to the T4s to be certain that the correct reporting is in place before the T4s are issued. A few audits that were not very favorable for the employers were a direct result of benefits not being revisited to ensure legislative changes had been factored in or their internal staffing changes have not impacted their payroll process.
Well, it certainly sounds like there are a lot of things to consider when it comes to successfully navigating through the payroll compliance for taxable benefits. Thanks again, Nicole, for joining us today. I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Edmund. It's been a pleasure.
For any questions, Nicole's contact details are available on our PwC podcast website at www.pwc.com/ca/tax tracks. I encourage our listeners to stay tuned for upcoming podcasts in this series.
Thank you for tuning in to Tax Tracks at pwc.com/ca/tax tracks. The information in this podcast is provided with the understanding that the authors and publishers are not herein engaged in rendering legal, accounting, tax, or other professional advice or services. The audience should discuss with professional advisors how the information may apply to their specific situation. Copyright 2017, PricewaterhouseCoopers LLP. All rights reserved. PricewaterhouseCoopers refers to PricewaterhouseCoopers LLP, an Ontario Limited Liability Partnership, or, as the context requires, the PricewaterhouseCoopers Global Network or other member firms of the network, each of which is a separate and independent legal entity. For full copyright details, please visit our website at pwc.com/ca.